Let's open our Bibles. Are you ready? Let's go to Revelations chapter 11. And I just ask everybody to sign up for our second channel, Roberta Morrison 2. It'll be on the link below. We got to build that one up in case something happens here. We're definitely in an information war, and everything that's truth is being said it's not. So we know what's coming. We know we've been aware of it for quite some time. A lot of the things I studied in 2015 are actually happening right now. I remember when I was starting to study this and waking up, it's so hard to come out of, unlearn everything you've been taught and to unlearn it. And as the Lord starts leading you, to just let things go that you thought were little idols. Yeah. And I remember studying about World War III, the mandatory, and the draft. And we were in Stillwater last weekend, and we ran into a military family, and she said, guess what's coming? She said, a draft of men and women in combat. And I was just like, this is what I studied years ago. And we tried to get some information on it. Every time we'd go into an article, it'd say, you have a virus, you have this or that. There's so much information that is being blocked right now. If you can get a hold of books, any books you want, get it now. There's certain things you have to get now because we're not scared. We got to be prepared, right? And there's just a lot we need to get into. But one of the things I was thinking about, how did we get here? How did the church get here? How did Christians get here? We got too comfortable. We got too comfortable in the world. And we forgot there was an enemy. And it's not our enemy, it's God's enemy. And because we follow the Lord, the enemy also hates us. And when we're in our little fake churches, they never taught us this. They would keep us in the Kundalini, they'd keep us in the Word of Faith, they'd keep us in the NAR, they'd keep us looking to other, everything but what the truth says. So we pray that our eyes would be opened, that we would take truth for what it is, the hard truth. And Lord, we ask you for discernment. We ask you for the spirit of truth, that we would bypass all the idols that we've been taught in men and everything else we've been taught to look to, that we look to you. So in Revelations chapter 11, we're going to read a couple of scriptures fast. And we are living in Matthew 24, that nations rising up against nations, and wars and rumors of wars. And it says, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come. If you have not seen the Economist cover from 2012, the Christmas double edition, you'll see the pre-programming of a lot of things about wrath right in the very top of it. And you'll see the little hand gliders. And how did they know all this stuff going on in 2012? Ask questions. Start thinking, right? And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come. And the time of the dead, and they shall be judged. Remember, no matter what happens, we have to stand before God, and there is that judgment coming, and they're going to be judged too. And it said, and thou shalt give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints. Don't be weary in well-doing, because you're going to be rewarded, even though people don't want to hear you now. As we tell truth, people's blood is not on our hands, right? And to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and thou shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Well, who'd want to destroy the earth? You have to remember, the enemy, Satan, his Luciferians, whatever you want to call them, the merchants of the earth, hate anything that God made.
That's right. That's right.
And they want to destroy it.
Yep.
But they will be judged for it.
Yep.
But right now they're working behind many fronts. If you have a pen and paper, this is kind of a warning. You need to be aware and wake up for what's really going on. And some of the things I'm going to say tonight might be a little far out. And then again, things are moving fast. We don't know. But as God's children, we need to read the Bible and see what it really says instead of just getting ear-tickling messages that make us feel good. We should have been taught this stuff a long time ago. We should have been taught who our enemy really is. We shouldn't have been getting comfortable and rich in the world.
Right.
We should have been knowing that these things are coming.
Right.
So in verse 9, it says, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, who deceiveth the whole world." Think about that. He deceiveth the whole world. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how we have been deceived, the whole world. God doesn't want his people deceived. He deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So there's this battle that's been going on. And beware when Christianity becomes popular, because it never has been popular. True Christianity never will be popular. It's fake Christianity. It's a fake apostles and prophets. They don't teach on these scriptures. They don't teach on things that we really need to know. Now, in chapter 12 and verse 9, I got that one out. Okay, 11, 18, we got that. Okay, let's turn to 2 Corinthians 4:4. I want us to see a few scriptures here. Verse 1, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we received mercy, we faint not." When we start to get faint, we just need to look to the Lord, keep our eyes on him. He's the only one that can encourage us in these end times. And if we have people with like-minded spirits, be thankful. Be thankful. Because the enemy wants to divide and conquer. He always has. It's part of how they destroy nations, divide and conquer. History is repeating itself in so many ways. "But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness." It's funny how they always say this is our craft. "Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitful, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world." So here we see that he deceives the whole world. And then we see he's the God of this world. And what does he do? "He hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Verse 5, "For we preach not ourselves." How do we know if we're listening to a false minister? All they do is talk about themselves. Stories about them, 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 them. And then what happens is we start worshiping men. We have subtly started worshiping men, not realizing it, thinking that they knew more about the Bible than you did. So we sat and we listened to them. You know, you don't touch them. Don't touch the anointed. Always question those that you can't touch. Even we're going through this again in history. Always question those that you can't touch, right? And they make laws, you can't touch them. Why? Okay, so here we go. "My people," in Jeremiah 2:9-13, "have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns." Now, a cistern is a receptacle for water, and water always represents life. And here the Lord is the fountain of living water. But he said, "They've forsaken me." Number one, look at our nations. Look at what's going on. They've forsaken the Lord. And this has been happening year upon year, year upon year. In the churches, it's no longer really worshiping God. They take out a couple of scriptures, but it's really building up the ministry, building up numbers, building up, don't be offended, but they're building their own cisterns. They have forsaken the Lord, because truth is hard. It's hard to take. And we have gathered to ourselves teachers because we want our ears to be itched. But when you start loving truth, you repent from that.
Yeah.
You say, well, these messages seem negative, because truth is negative.
Yeah.
You got to have positive and negative. And negative, it tells you who the enemy is. And because we've gotten so comfortable in this world, we haven't thought we have an enemy. We have him under our feet. There's nothing he can do. We have all authority. But the Bible says he's deceived the nations.
Yeah.
And it says he's blinded minds. So the Lord is the fountain of living water. Jeremiah 17:3. Those who drink from the Lord or his fountain will never die. So no matter what happens to our physical man, if you're born again and you've accepted the Lord, you're never going to really die. Right? You're going to live forever, eternity. This is what the enemy wants. They're trying to make us transhumanists. They want to live forever. They don't want judgment. So they want to stop it. They don't want Armageddon. They want to create their own. Everything's about themselves. So this is why the nations are deceived, because there's so many fronts they hide behind, okay? And this is where the part that pretty much here I want you to take some notes. But it says here that we'll never die and they'll never thirst again. In John 4:14, the same today, people are guilty of forsaking God and creating their own path to heaven with broken cisterns, broken formulas. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. And when the gospel comes on us, it's like those cockroaches that are in the dark and you put a light, they'll scatter. Well, if there's stuff in our life and we don't want the Lord to look at it, we hide from him. But we're supposed to let that light shine. And if there's things in our life that are not right, we need to make them right. This is the day we need to make things right while we can, right? Because their deeds were evil. What does that mean? Behaviors. Things that we're doing. It's fun to say this person's wrong, but God always tells us to look at ourselves. We're witnessing in our lifetime Satan's attempt to take the saints captives. Did you hear that? Revelation 13:10. Can read that, all of that. It's the light he wants to put out, which is the Word of God and the church. He wants to put out the light. He wants to put out the path to God. He wants many paths. He wants many cisterns, many ways to God. So he says, you've forsaken the Lord and what he wants. Instead, you're making other paths. And it's the same today. He wants the Word of God in the church. And he's been infiltrating the church, and he's been making new Bibles forever because he wants that light to go out. Right? Don't offend anyone. I don't think Jesus cared about offending people. So that's not the gospel anyway. Now, George Orwell, we know a lot about him, but he wrote one of his enemies, the strategies, in the book 1984, over 70 years ago. He talked about double speak, double think. Words are now weapons. There's a couple things, if you've ever gotten the opportunity to watch or watch it, it's called Wag the Dog movie. It tells a lot about how they can create things. Wag the Dog, and there's just a lot of things. Pre-programming is what the enemy does to condition people to think it's just a movie. But then it starts happening in real life, because he said, I'll be like the Most High God. And God always, he has prophecies that have to be fulfilled. Well, the devil likes to create his own things that he wants to fulfill, right? He always said, I will be like the Most High God. If one is to rule, in this book, he said they need tools to hide evil from the people. They must dislocate the sense of reality. They tell you what your reality should be. Even when we were in the Word of Faith and the NAR and stuff, they tell you what your reality should be. And then they bring in the Kundalini and they bring in experiences. And yes, you're having experiences, but they're not from the Lord. Because a lot of people want to fight you now that we've come out of that. Well, I had this experience. Yeah, I had a lot of them too. I could write books on all the experiences I had. But the media create reality. They tell us what they want us to believe. How does the devil deceive the whole world? How does he do that? He controls the media. Mm-hmm. It's the one-eyed monster, right? Well, this has been happening for quite some time. Okay, now here's the part that I kind of wrote this, and there's a lot in here. Okay, the agendas will be hidden. Remember I talked to be careful when the right and left paradigm agree on certain things, you need to watch what they're agreeing on, because these are the agendas of the sustainable developments, the beast system, that they want to overtake everything. The agendas will be hidden behind many fronts to prevent people seeing the changes as they occur. The fronts are religious, economics, military, political, medical, etc. The medicine will make people sicker, depressed, and obese. The Bible calls it pharmakeia, sorceries. The so-called cures will be more poison. Do you see that happening? If you don't, just look on television and you'll see all the side effects of all the drugs they're telling you to take. The side effects could be death and blindness. Yeah, you can have Viagra, but you better watch out because you could go deaf and blind and have a heart attack. But bless God, you're going to have a good time dying. The so-called cures will be more poison. How does the enemy deceive the whole world? This has been going on through many fronts. And we have not even known it's been going on. Another tool? Know our enemy. The Bible says know the wiles of the enemy, right? Opposites are created within, so both sides are controlled. So if you have controlled opposition, you control this side. And you control this side, but you pretend they're fighting, but you really control both sides. Guess what? You really have no opposition. Because people have to pick a side.
Yep.
And they catch them in their sides. That's the game within the game. A lot of people are stuck. They're stuck because they don't want to realize this is a bigger plan. But the Bible says the whole world will be deceived. So if you can see through that, you have eyes to see. And be thankful that you can see that, because most people don't. So let me say it again. Another tool is opposites are created within, so both sides are controlled, so there really is no opposition. Because they'll let you go down this hole so far and get everyone riled up. But guess what? There's never any change. You think you're being, there's never any change. The plans are always hidden in plain sight. It's called predictive programming. There's so much predictive programming. We've been watching the old, Mission Impossible stuff. They're talking about, here and there, we'll look at each other like they're talking about taking down, like dominoes, the old order. And they'll talk about the new, what they're going to, and just listen to what they're saying. It's just like, oh, they throw it in here and there. Most of it's kind of made up, but they'll have their little truths in there. It's like, called predictive programming. The enemy's plan is to always keep the people separated by dogma and religion, race, on and on. To divide and conquer is the plan. And if you can see through this, you'll see when the next attack comes and they want you to pick a side to fight and to divide. They divide and conquer. Order out of chaos is their MO. To divide and conquer is a plan. They use hate and anger. That's why you cannot allow yourself to hate. Because they use hate to blind you. And when you're angry, you'll just, right? So they use hate and anger to blind. Satan is the god of this world. And how does he blind you? Through hate and anger. And create division as the merchants of the earth prosper from their wars. The banker boys follow the money. Jesus told us about that. He went, the only time he took a whip was for those money changers. So it is today. This is repeated over and over, drop by drop, until the ultimate goal is accomplished. XXX or 666. If you know, if you studied along with us, if you're still with me from all these years, we taught about you shall know them by their symbols. They move through their symbols. And when you see their symbol and you know what that symbol means, you know what their front is. How is this used to deceive the whole world? They want you to forsake God. They're coming in America like we've never seen before, anti-Christ, anti-Christian. Jeremiah 17:5. Cursed is a man that trusteth in man. 666 is the number of man, right? And makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. When we went to a lot of these churches, we started lifting up man. We thought we were supposed to. And we were fans of this preacher, whatever they said. Oh man, we just didn't miss a Sunday night, Wednesday night, camp meetings. We were there every single time. We had a lot of zeal. But here we were following men, and we didn't know it. It said, cursed is the man that trusteth in man. What does cursed mean? It means to be afflicted, vexed, harassed, and tormented with trouble. We're not supposed to worship men. We're supposed to worship God. Well, we thought we were worshiping God, right? But we started putting people on pedestals, and not just in church, but in all the governing powers as well, or different kings and queens or whatever. We're not supposed to worship men. And then he says, let no man deceive you. Propaganda has a purpose to herd people into sides and create chaos. Saying the Bible now is coming more and more is hate speech. The enemy hates the true Bible. He hates it. He wants to outlaw it. He said the Bible's hate speech. He wants it to be eradicated. Be thankful we still have our Bibles. And we've been taught not to read your Bible because you just had to follow a man that would give you a few verses and he knew more. So I don't understand it. In some religions, you're not supposed to read it, right? I just want to say something quick here about following men. And trust me, I lived this life back before. It's called seduced by life on a pedestal. It's a public performer's family contract. And this is taken from the book, Hurt People, Hurt People. The children of the spouse, we understand that I, in my public performance, this is talking about the person on the pedestal, are more important than anyone else in this family. We understand that I will be preoccupied with giving my all to my public performance. We understand that I need to hear of your support, your loyalty, but not your struggles. We understand that I cannot be there for you. If you had enough faith, you don't need anyone because if you fall, it's all your fault. We understand that all of you are essentially on your own. We understand that you're expected to totally deny all your personal needs. A pedestal is a place of leadership where we can create the appearance of being perfect and problem-free. No one gets close to these leaders, pastors, whatever. And what happens? We start worshiping them as idols. And we start following them blindly. Well, they might be off a little bit of this, but don't touch the anointed. Can't question. So right away, you've been conditioned, right? And I was reading this in the book of the Revelations about the Nicolaitans. Who were the Nicolaitans? God hates the Nicolaitans. Those are the ones that were authoritative and made you bow to them. They dominate or conquer the people. And doctrines they teach, they force you to submit. Top-down structure. In 1 Peter 5, 1 through 3, it says that the servants of the Lord are not to dominate. They're not special. They're not perfect little gods, right? And then in the world, you go over into Hollywood, and you got stars. Let's all worship these stars. That's another one of their symbols. So I'm not going to get more into that, but there's another whole thing about worshiping men. So woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Isaiah 5:20. What does all this mean? Well, God doesn't want his people deceived, but he does tell them they're going to be persecuted. You never hear a message on that, right? We're being silenced. A lot of people I know can't even, their platforms are taken away because they're telling truth, and it's called misinformation. But it's really truth. It's a battle for truth. Because when the enemy wants to come in, he wants to deceive you, and you have to just not think. Just take these stories that they put, like this latest one, this guy, I mean, I won't even get into it. It's just so crazy. Because they want your bang bangs. They want them, and they're going to make up any story they can. And if you look through the stories of what they tell you, it's always the same. It's like, who would even believe that right. narrative? Right. Never forget, they want a reset. They want a new system. Mm-hmm. And they will do whatever it takes yep. to get it. And they want depopulation. Because why? They say there's too many people on the earth, but they never volunteer. They want a new order. What is all this? It's the beast system. And it's happening. We think it's going to happen, well, you know, many generations down the road. It's been happening. And the Bible says we're in the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, they had violence on the earth. They want violence. They want violence. They want two groups to divide, and then they want them to kill each other off. Yep. That's part of their game. Yep. Person of Interest, that was a good series. They showed you how they do that. Yep. They hide behind these fronts, flags, mm-hmm. whatever. And who is it all really? The Bible says it's the synagogue of Satan.
Yep. That's right.
He tells us who it is, but no one wants to believe that. And I had a really hard time believing in that because I was in the church world for so many years. We just never talked about the enemy. He's defeated. He's under our feet. He can't do anything unless I give him permission.
Right.
And my words have so much power. He has to obey my words. And I decree and I declare and he has to obey me. Well, how's it working?
Yeah.
Like this one lady, she said, I go to heaven all the time. She's more regular going to heaven than she is on the bathroom. How crazy is that even thinking that she can just go to heaven just like that? Remember, they want their new system. The Bible says it's going to be the mark. You can't buy or sell without it. We were talking to these people. Were they from Malaysia?
They came back from Malaysia.
Yeah, and they've been here a year, and she goes, it's really sad to see what's happening over there. It's happening here in the United States now. They're a little advanced to some of the things that, and she sees it coming here. So what do? We don't allow division in our heart. Give no place. This division they want, and I'm just kind of a watchman on the wall watching. This is going to be a really big division.
Yep.
And it's really going to divide the church once again because people don't think through the fronts and the things. And the enemy's going to deceive. And that's why Jesus said, let no man deceive you. Let no president, no, let nobody deceive you. Don't allow division. It's what the enemy wants, and then you lose. A lot of people divided from you in the last 4 years. It was their loss. You had truth, but they didn't want to hear it, right? So it's their loss. And if we divide from friends and family, even if they don't agree, find something you can agree on. Don't give the place the enemy wants, because then we lose. Jesus said, let's look there in John. This is a scripture that so many people forget, and they never learned it in church. John 8:31. He said, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. In let's look at verse 37. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. So don't say everybody is a child of God. Jesus said, you're of the father, the devil. So there's some people that serve Lucifer. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham, but you do the deeds of your father. You're going to see light and darkness. And those that are in darkness are going to do the deeds of their father. Then said they to them, we be born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, the religious leaders, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he that sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Verse 44, you are of your father, the devil. And the lusts of your father you will do. More power, more dominion. They want to have authority. They want to rule over people. The Nicolaitans always want to have slaves. He was a murderer from the beginning. And guess what? He's not changing. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So we need to know the strategies. We need to know what's going on. We need to know the strategies Satan has used to enslave people. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They did and are doing it today, building their own cisterns, their own ways to God. They're bringing paganism into the church, have been for a long time. Our churches now have very little truth, a lot of watered down. The music, all these different things have been coming in to build their own cisterns, to build their own entertainment. And this is what the enemy does too. He brings things in to distract us from what's really going on. I was asking one of my old neighbors, I said, you know, he's in his 80s, and I said, how did all this happen? He goes, because it's hidden. A lot of things that are being done are hidden. And if the people knew about it, they'd be outraged. So they keep us divided. They keep us on another thing. They keep us on another, whatever her name is, Kardashian. Well, what's she wearing today? I can't believe people that are into that distraction. Doesn't take much to distract some people, I guess. Now this is, in closing, I want to give you this scripture. Now this is something I want you to think about. And this is a hard saying. Because the enemy always does the same thing in different countries when he wants to do certain things. Jeremiah 5:19. And when the people ask, why has the Lord our God done all this to us? You will tell them, as you have forsaken me. Remember we started off talking about the cistern. They have forsaken the Lord. America, have we forsaken the Lord? Many inside have not, but there's many that has. And as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods, we start seeing all this, the halftime shows of all the sport. You see foreign gods, you see the old paganism stuff now in plain sight. You have served foreign gods in your own land. We are now serving foreign gods in our schools. It's like the days of Noah. All the perverseness is going on. So now you will serve foreigners in a land not your own. I think about the open borders, and I think of how they're letting people in. What's happening? The same thing. They're opening up. You have served foreign gods in your own land, so now you will serve foreigners in a land not your own. You become slaves to the foreigners. And then if you look at some of their projections, they say there will not be very many white people in America such and such a year. Why? Because they're bringing in open borders. They're doing different things. Very strange things are happening in our world today. But one thing I know, God does not want us to be deceived. Even though it's not happy news, truth keeps you on the straight and narrow. It keeps you seeing who the enemy is, keeps you out of deception, and we need to prepare. Get your books, have books in hand, and as they talk about wars and rumors of wars, make sure you have things that probably in a year. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Is this a big one? I don't know. Will they solve it over there? I don't know. But I know that the enemy wants to bring destruction. He always has. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And what they're doing now through the financial system is raising up everyone's taxes. Inflation is taxing. They're taxing us, even in restaurants, places we never thought. People are losing their jobs. People are losing their homes. People are losing their cars. People I know have lost their job and are homeless. It's like, wow, how did this happen so fast? Well, we have to know. The enemy of God, he's God's enemy. We serve the Lord and we're on his side. Amen. What do we have to do? We have to encourage ourselves every day, live every day. But be aware. Be aware that there's people that have different fronts, that they're not who they say they are. They're pretenders. Did you ever see that old series called The Pretenders? Did you ever see that? And this guy would pretend to be something different all the time. One time he'd be a doctor, next time he'd be a pilot, the next, it was amazing. He was always the great pretender. Well, we have a pretender amongst us who says they're Christians and they are not. They are not. So you have to keep your eyes on the Lord and keep your heart right. Don't let hate, don't let bitterness come in, and don't play the enemy's game of division. And guess what? We're all not going to agree on everything. We never will. You hardly agree with your own spouse or your kids, but you still love them. Walk in the light you have and keep a humble heart and a teachable heart, and we have to endure to the end, right? So, Father, we thank you for truth, that we won't just brush it aside, but the enemy wants to deceive the whole world. But you have a people that are watching, that are listening, that are not asleep. There's probably not as many as we'd like, but we know that you have a remnant. You always have and you always will. We want to be a part of that remnant that serve you all the days of our life. In Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
Amen. So thank you for keeping subscribed. It's getting more and more of a challenge to get truth out. But we're going to keep plugging along. And thank you for those that are helping us. And I know who you are. I watch stuff come in our emails and who's doing this and that. I want to thank you. I'm like, I know that person. That was someone from my old. This is a new person. It's fun. We need some letters in our P.O. box. We went there, not one letter there. I love getting snail mail and your testimonies. And love hearing that people are coming out of that new apostolic reformation. It's time that we come out of all this because we're coming into Matthew 24. And if this isn't the big war, it's a rumor of it. And we aren't to be afraid. Fear not. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, and he's also not the God of confusion. So when they put out these articles or these media things, and there's so much confusion, have you noticed their stories keep changing? It's just like, they can't even lie real good,
No. You
know, because they want to disarm America. They want to disarm like they have other countries before they're going to come in and do things. So be wise and realize, you know, this isn't our home, but we got too comfortable. Mm-hmm. We got too comfortable in our churches. We got too comfortable with the world, loving material things. We became the church of Laodicea. That we thought we were rich, but we were not. We were blinded. So now we still have a chance to repent,
yep,
to keep our heart right, right? If there's something in your life you need to get rid of it, get it rid of it now so you can see
Amen.
Clearly. And once you see clearly, you can see through. When stuff comes on the news, we can see it, we decipher it, we're like, wow, that's because God's given you eyes and he's given you discernment. And once you come out of the church deception, and there's a lot of it, but once you come out of it, and you can come out of it, because I came out of it. Some of these people were my best friends. And I was like, how did I get deceived into this and that and this and that? But you can see it, and there's some, I just don't even want to believe that. Are they deceived or are they deceivers?
Right.
Only God knows. And you have to put that in God's hands. Because I trusted some of these people with my life, and I served them for 20 years as unto the Lord, and I was a good slave.
Yeah.
I did everything they wanted. I'd just lay aside everything and just serve them,
yeah.
thinking I was doing it as unto the Lord.
Yeah.
But God doesn't require that of us. So, again, thank you.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison, her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage, at the top right, is a Give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.